This is KERA News. The coronavirus pandemic has presented some unique challenges for couples. KERA's Becca Moore talked with a Dallas-based expert about a few ways to manage them.
For couples quarantined separately, finding ways to be intimate can be a challenge. Dr. Lindsay Harper is a certified OBGYN and the founder of Meet Rosie. It's a Dallas-based app created to help women struggling with sexual dysfunction. She says intimacy is crucial for any relationship, especially during stressful times.
We need that human touch foundationally to help our brains stay positive, to help our bodies stay connected. You know, stress can definitely affect our ability or our willingness to explore that vulnerability, but we have to prioritize it just like we might any other healthy habit.
Intimacy is more than just physical affection, though. When hugs and kisses are off the table, Harper says just being vulnerable in conversation can help strengthen connections. For those having a tough time being around their partners 24/7, Harper says setting boundaries can help, like establishing alone time to read, meditate, or whatever helps you de-stress.
But then also we really need to focus on spending time with that person outside of our role as a house partner and as a parent, but as, you know, in a more intimate way.
So if you're looking for a pandemic project, Harper says building stronger relationships is something we can all do from the comfort of quarantine. I'm Becca Moore in Dallas.